there's just one Schlitz. Yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer.
Coverage of the BGN Invitational Tournament. Here is Space Dominator.
Alright, and welcome back for game number 6 of the BGN Invitational Championship Series. The map has been chosen, and tonight's 6th game will be played on, guess what, another island map, Kekaroo Keys. Do you have any opinion on that map, Dad?
No, sorry, absolutely not. I don't know that map right now, up from my mind. I don't remember it, so I have to ask you what you think about that map, because I absolutely have no idea and no clue what this map looks like. I may have seen it one time, but I really don't remember.
That's not a problem. I'm going to create the game here, and we'll give you an opportunity to view what the map looks like.
Okay, let's do it.
Basically, for everyone out there that wants to kind of have some sort of idea of what Kekaroo Keys looks like, there's 4 main bases that are located in the 4 corners of the map. And basically, it is a bunch of other islands that are connected in a circular fashion around a large, high ground area in the middle, filled with a bunch of minerals there. So basically, the key to this map, as is the key for every island map, is to gain control of those expansions, gain superior positioning than your opponent. And not to mention, too, that middle area could turn into an interesting area of combat if it comes down to that point. So, Des, after you've taken a small look here at the map, what do you think about it yourself?
Okay. I have to take a small look. Still a small look. Okay, let me see. Okay, let me check. Good. I think Zerk will be a bit in favor, as I think the key to this map will be the first expansions that are connected with the middle, as if you have one of those expansions, you will be able to get the control of the whole middle area, and if you have the middle area, you will be able to, well, to overpower your enemy. Well, yeah, that's my first thought of the map right now. But I've never played on it, I've never seen it, so I hope I'm right or wrong, we'll see.
One important thing to also note about this map, it is actually one of my personal favorite maps. It's really not as imbalanced as people think. The 4 central islands there that are towards the middle of the map, they are connected to that central area by a small bridge. The only 2 areas that are really not connected to land are going to be those 4 main bases on the outside and also the 2 located at 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock. However, those smaller 4 islands where a lot of the action is going to happen have a connection to that high ground area in the middle. It's also important to note, too, that the one expansions at 12 and 6 in between the 2 corners on both sides are also basically surrounded by water, so are inaccessible to each player only by air. So this is truly an air map. And because our players are getting a little bit impatient, or at least one of them is, I will get this game underway. So Killa Ace versus Tibbs on Kekkeru Keys, with Killa with the lead 3-2 in the series. Killa Ace is going to be in the white, Tibbs in the red in this game that could decide it all and declare Killa Ace the champion. Although we're not going to count any chickens before they're hatched. It looks like that Killa Ace and Tibbs, very similar to last game, are going to be located on the same side of the map, except for this time it'll be on the right side of the map, as one of the two players will be located in the top right corner and the other one will be in the bottom right corner. Tibbs is going to be in the top right, so that thus means that Killa will be in the bottom right. As well, Tibbs is playing as Terran for this game, and as soon as Killa lets us know what he is, what vision, we can figure out what race he is, and we can get this game underway.
Okay, Space Dominator, I have a small question for you. Do you know if Tibbs, or what main race, what Tibbs' main race is, and if he's good with Terran or not?
That is an excellent question. To be truthful, I really do not know.
Okay. So, I want to know if Tibbs is going to play Medics and Marines, or if he's just going to play Goliaths. That means some pure metal with some tank support, or maybe some Wraiths, I don't know. But that will be interesting right now, as he has said that he has no clue and no idea what this maps look like. So, well. Hydrowing is saying that Tibbs' worst race is Terran, and his main race is Zerg. Both players choose random, is that right?
I believe Tibbs chose Terran, actually. I think Killa went random for the sixth straight game.
So that means a small advantage in the beginning again for Killa Ace, as Tibbs doesn't know what to do, especially now we see Protoss versus Terran Gamer. So, well, usually versus a Zerg player you play M&Ms or a drop, well, drops with M&Ms or maybe a Wraith Rush. Versus Protoss, if he chooses to play a Wraith Rush, it would be deadly, absolutely deadly. But I think he will just go metal. That means a lot of Goliaths with a dropship or two or three and so on. And he will, well, surely build his first command center in the base and then move out to the first expansions. So till now, we see from Killa is the first gateway being set up, the first robotics facility also halfway done or third way done, while we see just one factory right now from Pacific Tips, almost completed. And Terran Academy, okay, so first surprising for me because I thought he would make another thing. He's moving now his factory a bit, yes, okay. And he's going to make a Terran armory, so that means usually Goliaths or Goliaths. I don't know how you pronounce it.
I pronounce it Goliaths, but that's fine.
Okay, Goliath.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, Killa Ace has had his first goon at the top portion of the map, and he moved it down to his central. I don't know why. I think he's doing it because he knows that Tibbs is going to send his first barrack off. And therefore, first of all, Tibbs will know the race a bit later, therefore making maybe some fold or something else, or waste some gas or some minerals in a tech tree that he does not need. And second, he may be able to kill the barracks. And yes, it looks like he will be able to damage it enough to to the red. So, yeah, Goliath's being built with the starport also, the starport halfway done, second factory done, a comp set is done. I think there has been a scan right now. We see an observer from Kilais moving to the north, I hope. And just and Killer just producing more goons that is a good counter versus the Goliath. An engineering bay being set up. Not a supply depot, so the first observer has reached the base. Tips has stopped producing SCVs while Killer is still producing more probes and sending one probe now to a base. We'll see if it's the land base or just an island. And looks like it's an island. He does not unload the probe. So, giving it to you.
Okay, while our two players are paused, I will again advertise, I will basically plug everything as usual. BGN will be happening next Friday night starting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, this is the first edition of the Friday editions of BGN, as BGN is moving from Thursday nights to Friday nights. A much popular day, I think, for most people. And also, too, there are plans in the work to do this same exact tournament, the BGN Invitational Tournament, starting sometime in the winter as well, so keep an eye out at my website, Strategy Space Dominator, located at www.swoopzone.net/SD for all updates on the BGN and on any future tournaments that are held. The game has just been resumed, and I might as well keep talking here. In the first island game as well, the observers were a very, very important aspect to why Killa won that game, and it was extremely wise again on his part to go back to it, especially against a Terran player who's not likely to have missile turrets early on necessarily at a right spot, so his observer can get a really good idea of what he's doing. Not to mention, too, that Tibbs is now basically guarding his perimeter with a bunch of missile turrets there spread out. So that observer floating around inside of his base was just spotted by a very, very, very observant comsat there. It's an excellent move. Three of his buildings as well. Well, his barracks just blew up because of the damage that was done earlier in his scouting there. His engineering base floating in mid-space, a very important position there. And Tibbs is continuing to line his perimeter of his main base with a bunch of missile turrets. Killa Ace as well, however, has an expansion now located at the bottom left island there, which does connect, by the way, again, to the middle island, the high ground area. Looks like as well Killa's going to move to a second island and drop a couple of dragoons there at a very wise position, as he can move those dragoons by these bridges back and forth. That middle area is a very, very important aspect of this map. Tibbs is going to have to find a location to expand. It looks like he is expanding on the top, or at least he plans to expand here in the top right. Either that or that SCV is just being used as a scout. And I guess I'll hand it back to you.
Okay, so as you've said, Pacific Tips is scouting the map with his SCVs. He's trying to see the expansions, where the places are, and what's even worse, and that's worse for Killa, he has lost his observer. His two observers in the main base, one has been scanned, the second one has been blown up by a turret. He has no observer in the base, that means that he won't be able to see what's going up in the base, and that might be a disadvantage the longer the game goes on. Now we see three dropships moving to the south with just four goons guarding it. Now five goons. Okay, that will be a hard job. Killa Ace is just waiting a bit till reinforcements are coming out. Now he's going to attack. He's now attacking, but the goons are. Ooh, that was a bad move. That was really a bad move from him. The goons are killed, and the goons are making a lot of trouble right now. He has no Dark Templars or something else that would help a lot right now. He's just moving his five goons right now to the bottom portion of his base. And also warping in some cannons, and right now he should delay the Goliath. Two shuttles have now four goons in it, are reinforcing the whole map, and now he's attacking with probes, with goons, and I don't know if he will be able. Yes, he will be able to fend it off, but he has lost a lot of probes. He has lost one gateway and one pylon, while I don't know where the dropships are. Looks like, okay, the dropships are in the main base from Chips, and he has now built a command center. The same goes with Killers. He has built a first expansion, and they are built. They are built on those. I don't know how to say. The first expansion that are connected with the middle. Maybe that's okay. And the second probe is waiting for a second expansion to being warped in, and it is warped in. Four goons guarding the northern area of the main base, of the main platform, no, main base from Killers. Still, the probes aren't still rebuilt from Killers, and he has no observers in his own base. Yes, and Killer is now countering the expo from Pacific Tips. And if he's able to hold this expansion off, that game looks very good for. Yeah, will be looking very good for him. Now three dropships dropping out their cargo. On the second expansion from Killa, he needs to cancel now the Nexus. I hope he does. I know he does not. Doesn't look like he did. He did? Are you sure? Well, okay. We see a speed shuttle. Yeah, maybe at last second. I don't know. See a speed shuttle. We see in the northern portion now two goons chasing after the command center. What we see now is just Killers trying to delay every command center. Now there is a drop. Tips tried to drop a dropship. In the main base, but a lot of goons are there and preventing him from dropping. So it looks like Tips does not know what to do right now. He does not have a big economy. He's just building goons. And the goons are guarding his own expansion, but he has no siege tanks. He has no dropships. Well, now another dropship is coming. But, well, now a dropship has been killed. So, till now it looks very, very, very good. For Killers, up to you.
The only thing that Killer really has to worry about right now is those missile turrets that are guarding the perimeter. If he can get the shuttle in with the speed upgrade, he might be able to cut on the inside there. However, admittedly, though, with those Goliaths, if they have the upgrade of the range there, it'll be hard for him to sneak a Reaver or two into that main base. Looks like, as well, at this point, Tibbs is trying to find a location to drop his command center where it won't be bugged with by Killer. Really, quite an interesting development here in this game. Kill is now finally building a starport at this point. I have a hunch we might see a couple of Corsairs at this point. I think that would be a very good move. As Tibbs also has a Wraith as well. Looks like Tibbs is building a couple things out of his starport as well. It's amazing how these two players are going back and forth, basically almost mirroring each other's strategies. It's almost interesting to watch.
Yes, that's right. We see now some vultures being built. Looks like Tips does not have enough gas. No machine shop, that means no mines or no vulture upgrades. No siege tanks, another barracks is coming down. Looks like he wants to, well, to do the same as he did in the last game. Just try to overpower in the last effort to gain back the map control. And trying to, well, to hurt the economy of Killace, as he is still using his expo, although there are just 3 mineral blocks. He's gaining an economical or an economic advantage. So there are now 5 dropships full with, well, Goliaths and vultures. They're now moving down. I think that will be the last big attack, and if that fails, the game will be over. I don't know if Killa has seen it. Oh no, they are, the dropships are not moving to the main base, the drop, or yet, yes they are. Yes, they are moving. I think it would have been better to move it to the central portion of the map. Now, okay, now it looks very bad, as a lot of, well, one dropship has been killed. It does not look bad for, yes, now it looks bad for Pacific Tips. The Reaver is doing a lot of damage, and now I would say the game is almost over, as just 2 Goliaths, now 1 Goliath is, yeah, GG, that's the GG, and we can say Killa has won the entire tournament.
We gotta coin that phrase for you. That's the GG. I love it. That was great. Yeah.
Well, but still, no player is quitting the game.
If you want my opinion, I think that was a posture. Basically, I think he's trying to trick Killa, try to basically lighten him up a little bit, trying to get him to basically... I think it's a psychological ploy, in my opinion.
Well, maybe just bad manner. Haha, no, just a joke. So I think this game is over. Killers has another expansion. He has the, well, he, if you look what he's seeing and what, if you see what Tips knows about the map, it's just, well, very bad for Tips, because Killace has map control. Killace can do whatever he wants to do. He has the economy for. He has the map control for it. He is now moving an observer to the 3 o'clock position, where the big expansion with minerals only is. Looks like Tips wants to expand there because he's building a common center. But for me, the game is over. Tips, I think also that Tips knows that the game is over, but while he just does not want to lose that way. 2 Corsairs will now chase after the drop. Well, for me, that's just a matter of time, because the Killa is our, well, our winner, and you are proved to be right.
I know, we should really record that, you know, we should definitely, you know, I think this is one of the rare times I've been right about a StarCraft thing, you know, Well, at least it looks like, and I'm not going to count anything out yet, because I've seen weirder things happen in these games, but we'll see.
Yes, you're right. I remember a game between you and, what is it, Hydroing or something else, where you were about to win the game, and I don't know, you lost because of incredibly stupidity, so... that may happen again here.
So now I have to respond to that. Thanks a lot. You had to remind me that, first of all, I was against Ramvid. Let's give the right player credit for my stupidity. You know, he deserved, you know, that win for my stupidity, so... Why'd you have to bring that up? Jeez. I was having a, you know, things were going right here, you know, jeez. It looks like at this point, though...
Well, things are still going right. 4 shuttles have dropped now. The expansion from... Well, the expansion at 3 o'clock, the mints only. Tips desperately tries to to, he desperately tries to kill the goons off, but he has just SCVs, and yes, that game is just over. We see also four starports and one arbiter tribunal, with one arbiter being built, and well, that's just the GG. Tips is just trying to gain time or whatever, because he knows that there's no chance to win this game anymore. Three Goliaths have been dropped down. It's two Goliaths now, one Goliath versus one goon. Well, I guess the goon will win. It has won with one hit point left, thanks to the plus one damage upgrade from the goon. And yeah, there you see how important upgrades are. Oh, Tips is complaining, that's the GG, the game is over.
Ladies and gentlemen, the game number 6 is over, the tournament's over, the series is over, and Killa Ace wins. Oh, Killa Ace wins. Alright, my lame Sterling attempt, sorry. Killa Ace clinches the series with a win over Tibbs in 20 minutes and 31 seconds on Kekaroo Keys, going 3-0 in the series on Island Maps. Scorers, Killa Ace had 79,622, Tibbs had 55,534, and for the sixth straight game, Killa dominated both in units, structures, and resources, which is why that score is 24,000 points higher. In just a couple of minutes, we will get started with tonight's BGN post-game show, where we will go over the four games that we saw tonight. And in a couple minutes, we will be back with that. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to get something to drink right now. Well, I think something alcoholic would be good. So, I'll be right back in 1 or 2 minutes.